League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Pico Lopez, congratulations. I feel like there's many congratulations in order, but we'll start with the league win. How does it feel to get your hands back on that trophy after losing it like in heartbreaking fashion last season?
Yeah, it's amazing. As I say, it was a goal when we set out at the start of the year. It's been a long, hard year, as we all know. And yeah, I think people probably doubt you once you start like lose your grip on the trophy. To have it back in their hands, it's just an amazing feeling.
How the squad physically, you didn't really get a break at the end of last season, and it's probably going to be the case this year again with the Conference League. How are you all keeping?
Yeah, we're doing well. As I said before, the entry levels are good, and look, we wanted this. We wanted to kind of qualify for our Conference League. We wanted to win the league. We wanted to go far to the Cup Final, so we can't complain when we get to this stage. Last season was a challenge, for sure, one we relished, one we enjoyed. The time off was perfect. I say we had our downtime, we came back in, we worked hard, and we looked up to speed for the league. So yeah, we've been through it. We know we can do it again, but it's about finishing the season off strong first.
You've been at this club for numerous years, but I suppose there's one thing you still have to achieve, and that is the double. We've heard so many people talk about this morning about that team 37 years ago or 38 years ago in the 80s, and their legacy is still remembered around here daily. Is that important for you as players? Obviously your legacy is still going to be remembered here for the 5 league wins in 6 years, but is that kind of an extra factor going into this week?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's not something you think about probably while you're still playing, like what sort of legacy you leave or the history. But I think there's no denying it. Like, and speaking about that great team back in the 80s, they're still talked about now. So if we can achieve that, I think it will cement your place in history. It's definitely in Rovers teams. Like, and what more motivation do you need than that?
You've two huge games coming off the couple of days. You're away in Athens against a really tough side. Do you think there's going to be a bit of switch up between the two games, and are players dead set focused on both of them together, or is the Cup Final kind of like a little glimmer in the corner of your eye?
No, what this group is really good at is taking the next game, next challenge in Australia. To say, like, I know the talk around here is about Sunday, but you're right, we have a bit difficult game Thursday, and that's what the focus will be. I can't tell you what the manager will do, what teams he'll pick. That's entirely up to him. But we know as players in this group, we have to be ready at any moment, whether that's in the starting 11 or to come off the bench or being in the squad around the group, being ready to go.
How are you on a personal level, physically and mentally? It's been a tumultuous couple of weeks. You qualified for the World Cup. Congratulations again on that. I feel like there's so many congratulations we can go through. And then obviously the birth of Diego. How are you physically?
I'm great. As I say, like, I won't lie and say that it's been all easy. Like, obviously some difficult nights, some sleepless nights, but it's all worth it. As I say, like, I'm probably still in a bit of a bubble, having baby Diego there, like waking up at all hours in the morning. It's great just to see his face. Obviously, like, you'd love an extra a few hours in bed, but that's part of it. That's a new challenge for me, and it's one that I'm relishing as well.
Do you think he might come out to the Cup Final on Sunday?
Hopefully. He made his home debut here on Saturday, and I know it's tough to get play two games in a week at his age, but hopefully you can get him freshened up for Sunday.
Just finally looking ahead to Sunday and the Cork side that you're going to be playing against. They beat Pats in the semi-final, which many saw as an upset. Your manager, Stephen Bradley, said you didn't think so as a group, and you might have seen this as a possibility of happening. Do you think that's going to be playing on their minds again, that they can cause an even bigger upset now against the champions as a relegated team in the final?
Of course, and especially in a cup game. A cup game is once off. There's no sort of do-overs. Like, and they made it to a final. They made it to a final merit. It wasn't luck. They beat some really good sides on the way here. We've had some difficult games against them down there, especially in this year. So we know what they're capable of. They've gotten really strong as the season has gone on. Really good group there, really good players. So, yeah, we're not... we know it's going to be a difficult game. No surprises there.
Thanks for your time, Pico. I hope you rest up and best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Ben.